Welcome to Spiritually Connected Today, Spiritual Insight Podcast, where we share God's revealed word to bring healing, hope, and transformation with host Althea Lovell.
Welcome back, guys, to this week's episode. I pray everything is going well with you, and thank you for joining us. Today, we begin by first looking back at last week's episode, where we look at the importance of walking in the Spirit and the story of Naaman. One of the key principles that was mentioned is that our arrogance can hinder us from receiving what God has for us. However, when we are humble, we will receive God's blessings. It takes me back to the scripture in Psalms 138:6. This states, "Though the Lord is great, he cares for the humble, but he keeps his distance from the proud." This week, we'll be looking at the war within us, the battle between the flesh and the spirit. Now, life is a constant battle between right and wrong, or between the flesh and the spirit. I have often found myself trying to do right, but end up doing what is wrong, to which I will quickly repent. It reminds me of when Paul said in Romans 7:15-20, "I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I know that what I am doing is wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good, so I am not the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. And I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it." Because it's a constant battle daily, the flesh against the spirit. Right? It therefore illustrates the importance of daily feeding our spirits with the word of God, so that we will not be conquered by our sinful nature. Our scripture text for today is taken from Galatians 6:16-26. First, we will look at the origins of the flesh and the origins of the spirit. The fleshly nature came about when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit and was thrown out of the Garden of Eden. This is where our sinful nature derives through their disobedience. Our spiritual nature, on the other hand, comes from Jesus, who was sacrificed on the cross. He came to reconcile us back to God, giving us eternal life and power over sin and death. When Jesus left the world, he said he would give us Holy Spirit, who will guide us and lead us into all truth, which is found in John 16:5-15. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus had resurrected, and he filled the apostles who were waiting in the upper room. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, he also comes and lives within us and fills us. He guides us, teaches us, he anoints us, he empowers us, and he helps us in our daily walk with God. We cannot walk this walk unless Holy Spirit is helping us, unless we are in alignment to Holy Spirit and listening to him. We cannot successfully walk it. Every believer, however, has a choice, either to be led by the Spirit or to live in his fleshly sinful nature. You cannot access the kingdom of God if you are living in sin. Now let's start at living by the Spirit's power. the sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the spirit wants. And the spirit gives us desires that are opposite to what the sinful nature desires. And it's a daily battle to see who will reign in your life. I will now explain the flesh and its sinful nature. You involve yourself in sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, war parties, and other sins like these. I will say again that when you are living this sort of life, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Next is the character of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. There are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. So you see, it's the fleshy desire against your spiritual desire. The two are not friends. We will now look at the battle between our sinful nature and Holy Spirit. If we feed our spirit with the things of God, we will behave godly. But when we feed our sinful nature, our behavior will be immoral and evil. Always be mindful of where you are spending your time. If you are spending your time doing godly things, you will bear much fruit for the kingdom of God. However, if you are spending your time doing unfruitful things in your sinful nature, your results will be shame and destruction. For what is on the inside will manifest itself outwardly in your attitude, how you interact with people, and how you live your life. Here are 10 benefits to walking in the Spirit. 1. You are daily connected to God. 2. You have inner peace and joy. 3. You have clarity of purpose. 4. You have strength and resilience. 5. You are compassionate and merciful. 6. You overcome negative behaviors. 7. You are grateful and contented. 8. You walk in favor. 9. You have power. And 10. You show love and you help others. Now here are 10 disadvantages of not walking in the Spirit. 1. You are disconnected from God. 2. You experience hurt. 3. You are confused. 4. You are double-minded. 5. You are on a path of destruction. 6. You feel oppressed. 7. You are on an emotional roller coaster. 8. You feel sad and miserable. 9. You are resentful. And 10. You are mean-spirited. In conclusion, I would like you to take a minute and reflect on the battle within you. Examine your behavior and what people are saying to you, and see if it mirrors the character of Holy Spirit or your sinful nature. For this determines who is winning the battle in your life because of the choices that you are making. Here are some simple steps you can take to help you in your daily walk in the Spirit. 1. Begin each day by spending time in your secret place, listening and praying to God. 2. Read the word day and night. 3. Praying, speaking in tongues, and fasting helps you significantly. 4. Offering of praise and thanksgiving to God. And 5. Giving and serving others. So do hope that you are able to understand the battle within. Only you can decide who will win this battle. So be blessed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I give you thanks and praise for your goodness towards us. Help us to daily war in the spirit so we wouldn't give in to the lustful desires of the flesh. Give us the strength not to be captured by the lies of the enemy, but may we walk in the freedom of God. So Lord, I thank you today because you have made us more than conquerors in you through the power of Holy Spirit. So Lord, live in us, O God. Take full control of our lives in Jesus' precious name. I bless you, I praise you, and I worship you. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen and amen. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast to hear our latest episodes. Also, grab our free ebook, Breakthrough Praise, when you sign up for our weekly newsletter at www.spirituallyconnected.today. In the comments, you can share your experiences and insight with us. Until next time, bye!